This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the great threat of modernism to the cause of Christ in the world, and in particular we study today ecumenicalism. A very significant movement in Protestantism today is that of ecumenicalism. This is a movement of conciliation and amalgamation. It is a movement to lead the various communions involved in Protestantism and even Catholicism to somewhat agree to disagree. That is, to persuade the various groups to come to the conclusion that the differences which obtain among them are not of such importance as to prevent their all joining together to present what might be called a so-called united front of Christianity to the world. This movement stresses unity by agreeing to disagree and universality. At the very heart of this movement is the failure to recognize the Bible is the Word of God to which men must submit and comply if they are to be pleasing to God. It is simply another phase of modernism at work. I recall a few years ago as I was a student in a university in the state of Texas. A very learned, a well-known theologian, philosopher, scholar, made the point in class one day that while he did not regard Jesus as the Son of God, he regarded him as a good man who taught a lot of good things, and that people ought to pay at least some attention to his teaching. I raised my hand and pointed out to the professor that that seemed to me to be an untenable position. I say, how can you say that Jesus is a good man and deny that he was the Son of God, when as a matter of fact he claimed to be the Son of God? And he claimed further that men's eternal destiny depend upon whether or not they would respond to him, whether they would submit their lives to him. Now, what if just an ordinary man, just an ordinary human being, was not the Son of God at all, went about claiming to be the Son of God, and went about telling people that whether you obey me or not will depend upon whether you spend eternity in heaven with God or whether you spend eternity in hell with Satan? Could it be said truthfully of that man that he's a good man? I suggested to this very learned professor that such a course was not open. Jesus either was the Son of God, who ought to be followed, recognized as the Son of God, and submitting to his word, or else to recognize him as an impostor and a liar. And I pointed out, so far as I am concerned, I recognize him as the Son of God. Born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, gave his life on the cross, shed his blood for the sins of the world, resurrected from the dead, made appearances to men, gave the great commission to men, ascended to the Father, seated at the right hand of God, becoming King of kings and Lord of lords. The professor disagreed. He said, I still say he was not the Son of God, but merely a good man. Now, friends, you can see the inconsistency of such a position. It simply isn't open to us. Do not say that Jesus Christ was merely a good man, but he was not the Son of God. Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in the 14th verse it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In other words, the Word who was God became flesh. And he lived a sinless life. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. He gave his life for us and shed his blood that we might be saved. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. You cannot be saved without the blood of Christ. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4 makes clear that the shedding of blood is essential to the remission of sins, but that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. It is only the blood of Christ. And this idea that this professor advanced, who was incidentally a leader in the ecumenical movement, simply is untenable. We do not have the course of action open to us to say Jesus was merely a good man. Recognize him either as the Son of God or else as an impostor. But I plead with you to recognize him to be what the Bible says he is, that is, the blessed Son of God.